before you eat, to look at the food and say to that food, are you worthy to enter my body? Are you worthy to become part of me? What is our spiritual attitude towards ourselves? How do we view ourselves? Do we make time to rest ourselves? Do we make time to feel the peacefulness and the relaxation and the gentleness of life? Do we make time to exercise, to allow our body to open up, to allow fresh air to come into it? Do we give ourselves permission to simply play and celebrate and give our body permission to relax? Do we give ourselves permission just to be physically healthy human beings? Inventory the way in which you look at yourself. Inventory your physical self. Also, as we look at the inventory process of the fourth step, we now take an inventory of our emotions and of our feelings. Did we ever realize deep down inside that it's okay to feel? Do we realize over and over again how special and how beautiful it is to give ourselves permission to have feelings? So many of us have denied them for so long. And yet, what a beautiful concept to realize that my feelings are neither right nor wrong. They are just my feelings. I am allowed to feel. I am allowed to experience. I am allowed to be. And it's so beautiful to realize and to validate and to understand that my feelings are mine and they're okay. If I do this, I learn not to be guilty. I learn to realize that I can feel whatever I want to feel. It is such a beautiful experience to develop a healthy concept of yourself, to feel healthy about yourself, and to begin to realize that I can have good, healthy, positive feelings. Also, what I learn is to inventory my spirit, my spirituality, to inventory my uniqueness and my specialness. Do I honor who I am? Do I love myself? Do I respect who I am? Do I basically care for me? Do I look at myself as a unique individual? Do I give myself permission to experience the spontaneous, beautiful part of me? And yet, as I do my inventory, do I give myself permission to see all parts of me, to see every aspect of myself? I have a little analogy that I'd like to share with you today. It's a very special one. And for me, it's a very easy way to basically try to understand the beautiful gift of recovery. What I would like to do is use an analogy by using four of the Peanuts comic strips characters. They're very simple and they're very special. What I have learned in my recovery is to take these little characters and meditate on them. Why? Because these little characters are part of a comic strip. They are part of the little child inside of me. The first one I would like you to inventory and meditate on today is that little child deep inside of you called Lucy. Every one of us has a little Lucy inside of us. Every one of us has inside of us that little grouch. Every one of us has inside of us that little insecurity. Every one of us has inside of us that little angry child. And so many of us never give ourselves permission to let it loose. At least Lucy expresses it. Lucy the grouch. On days, our days are miserable. Do we give ourselves permission to have them? Do we give ourselves permission just to be? You see, inside of us, we each have a little Lucy. And each of us has to understand and give ourselves permission to acknowledge that little Lucy and to love her where she's at. We also have inside of us a little Linus. Linus with his security blankets. You know, it's so beautiful to watch Linus because Linus admits that he is insecure. He admits that he needs security blankets. Does it sound familiar? That's us. We have our own insecurities. We have our idiosyncrasies. We have those little things that go on inside of us, even our little skeletons in our closets. Welcome to the human race. Linus teaches us to be human, and yet we all have our dependencies. Again, from Linus, we experience this. The other character I asked you